Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University presents Education at Your Doorstep, a program of learning for everyone.
Here is a lesson from English literature for third year students. It is titled History of English Language.
There are several language families in the world today. Of them, the Indo-European family is very important because many languages of this family are spoken over a large part of the globe. Some of them are politically very important. English is one such language. It belongs to the Teutonic group in the Indo-European family. Today, English is an important international language. It is spoken as mother tongue in Great Britain, the United States of America, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. It is also learnt and spoken widely in Africa, the West Indies, India, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka. As a Teutonic language, it is closely related to the Germanic languages. An understanding of the origin and development of English as a language will serve as a good background for the study and appreciation of English literature. It's customary to divide the history of the English language into three periods, namely Old English, Middle English, and Modern English. The Old English period begins from 450 and ends with 1150 AD. In Old English, there are four dialects. They were Northumbrian, Mercian, West Saxon, and Kentish. Of these, the West Saxon dialect occupied politically a prominent position, and much of the Old English literature was written in this dialect. Beowulf, a long folk epic poem of 300 lines, is a very important literary work in Old English. If we read any work in Old English, we cannot understand anything. It looks like a foreign language, even to a native speaker today. It is so because the sounds, grammar, and words of Old English are very much different from those of Modern English. Firstly, the vowel and consonant sounds were different. For example, the word stone was pronounced as stan, holy as halic. Some letters used in the Old English script are no more used in Modern English. In grammar also there were differences. Old English was a synthetic or inflectional language like Latin, Sanskrit or Telugu. That is, the grammatical relations between the words in a sentence were indicated by the grammatical endings of words. Such grammatical endings are known as inflections. In contrast, Modern English is not synthetic. It is an analytic language. That is, the relations between the words in a sentence in Modern English are indicated by their place or order and not by inflections. Take the Telugu sentence, Ramudu Valini Champadu, for example. You can change the order of the words in this sentence without changing the meaning. But this is not so in Modern English. Take the English sentence, Rama killed Vali, and change the word order. Then you will be changing the sentence grammatically as well, and the meaning also suffers. In Old English, borrowed words were very small in number. We may even say that there were no foreign words in Old English. Old English borrowed from Celtic some place names like Kent, Cornwall, London, Lichfield, etc. But Old English borrowed extensively from the Scandinavian languages. It borrowed nearly 1400 place names from Scandinavian. Other words so borrowed include hold, law, birth, calf, down, egg, race, root, etc. Such a close give and take was possible between Old English and Scandinavian because the two races had settled in life as peaceful neighbors for a long time. After the Norman conquest, there came a change in the Old English, and the period from this time has been named differently. On Christmas Day in 1066, William became King of England. In history, this event is known as the Norman Conquest. In the years that followed, William changed England completely into a French colony. He invited his followers and relatives from Normandy to England. The English royal court, the English churches, army and navy were filled with Normans. French became the official language, and the English language was reduced to the status of a rustic or a rural language. Middle English period starts from 1150 and almost ends by 1500 AD. Middle English was a simplified language. Most of the complicated inflections of Old English were given up. For example, a noun in Old English had 8 cases forms, 4 in the singular and 4 in the plural. In Middle English, these were reduced to 3 forms only. In nouns, grammatical gender yielded place to natural gender. The vocabulary of Middle English was largely expanded by French borrowings. Words like noble, baron, servant, messenger, feast were early borrowings from French. Gradually, hundreds of French words like garment, state, empire, religion, sermon, army, soldier, dress, ornament, painting, music, physician were borrowed. Another language that influenced Middle English was Latin, but we are not going to take any examples of that here because of the shortage of the time. There were 4 major dialects in Middle English: Northern, East Midland, West Midland, and Southern. Of these, the East Midland area was in a central position, and therefore the East Midland dialect shared the characteristics of the other varieties. By and large, literature during the Middle English period was either imitative or religious. However, in the second half of the 14th century, several individual writers emerged and they wrote original works. Of them, Geoffrey Chaucer was the greatest poet. His most famous poem is The Canterbury Tales, which is fragmentary. During the 16th and 17th centuries, the development of English was greatly influenced by a very important historical period known as the Renaissance period. During this period, English underwent remarkable changes. The vowel sounds changed greatly. This change is known as the Great Vowel Shift. In grammar, the plural S ending became generalized, except in words like children, oxen, and brethren. A new possessive pronoun, his, was introduced. During the 17th and 18th centuries, the desire for order and regulation in matters of grammar and spelling grew very strong. To meet such requirement, Dr. Samuel Johnson published a dictionary of the English language in 1755. Joseph Priestley published a grammar. The other important works were William Lafton's Practical Grammar of the English Tongue and George Campbell's Philosophy of Rhetoric. All these works guided the people in matters of standard usage. In respect of the vocabulary also, there were unsuccessful attempts to check the borrowing of words from other languages. A very important development of the modern English period was the expansion of the British Empire. Trade and commerce with other countries led to the establishment of British colonies in North America, India, Australia, and New Zealand. In the 19th century, a large part of South Africa also became a part of the British Empire. Thus, English came into close contact with several non-European languages, and naturally, there was mutual borrowing. To mention a few, chili, chocolate, tobacco are from Mexico. Cannibal, hurricane, potato, and tobacco from Cuba and West Indies. Bangle, bungalow, coolie, curry, jungle, pandit, and sipai from India. In grammar also, there were some developments in modern English. In the verb forms, progressive or continuous tense forms developed. For example, I am writing and I am speaking were developed to indicate the present progressive sense. In 19th century, a large number of new words came into English from science, medicine, technology and engineering. Words like dynamo, calorie, electron, atomic energy, hydrogen bomb, radium, anemia, appendicitis, bacteriology, aspirin, penicillin, proteins, carbohydrates, and allergy belong to this category. In the 20th century, the two world wars introduced the words like air raid, tank, gas mask, camouflage, etc. Further, hundreds of new words were either coined or borrowed. Words like camera, railway, locomotive, film, enlargement, focus, concrete, typewriter, telephone, blueprint, motorcycle, streamline, television, airplane, transistor belong to this class. With the growth of international communication, trade and commerce, travel facilities and mass media, the English language enriched itself in an admirable manner so that it enjoys the status of an international language today.
History of English language. That was a topic brought to you from English Literature.
Education at your doorstep. That was a program of learning for everyone. Brought to you by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University. So listeners, it's bye till our next radio lesson.